As a fan of wrestling in the late 90s and early 2000s, it was impossible to not see the women of wrestling. In a resurgence and a step away from traditional women's wrestling, we were met with both good and bad variations. Women like Trish Stratus and Jacqueline began changing what it meant to be a women's wrestler, while classic beauties like Tori Wilson and Stacy Keibler still had a space to shine. Although all of those women hold a special place in my heart, there's one who stands out the most to me. That woman was known as Chyna. Quite literally, Chyna was unlike anything professional wrestling had ever seen. From her first appearance, choking Marlena out ringside, to her final appearance in WWE, the woman lived up to her moniker as the ninth wonder of the world. It was impossible to not notice her. It was impossible to not see her value. And it was impossible to deny her presence in professional wrestling. She single-handedly changed the game for generations of women wrestlers to come. Think about it. Chyna is a former WWE Women's Champion. She's the first and so far only woman to hold the WWE Intercontinental Championship, which she held twice. She's the first and so far only woman to qualify for the WWE King of the Ring tournament. She was the first woman to enter into the Royal Rumble long before WWE had even considered a women's version of the event, and she done that twice. She was the first woman to become number one contender for the WWE Championship. The women's revolution, not just in WWE, but in professional wrestling altogether, wouldn't be possible without the accomplishments of Chyna. In recent years, there's been a wave of love and admiration for her. Now, while I'm so glad that she's finally getting the recognition she deserves, it feels to a lifelong fan that it's coming too late to matter. With recent documentaries about her and her addition to the WWE Hall of Fame as a member of DX, the world is finally noticing that Chyna deserves better than what she's gotten. But the truth is, Chyna has always deserved better. After her WWE career, she took a noted turn for the worse. That turn in her life is what a lot of people, especially executives within WWE, like to call out when her name is brought up. What would the kids think if they hear her name and Google her and see her post-WWE misdeeds? To that, I ask, what would those children say if they look up X-Pac and see that he played a large part in those misdeeds? Or Sunny, who has had her own downfall in recent years, yet is still in the Hall of Fame as a solo performer? How about the noted bigots enshrined as legends that get trotted out for WrestleMania every few years? If all can be forgiven for every single one of those people, why can't Chyna? I'm not knocking the legacy that anyone has crafted in WWE. Instead, I'm laying out the numerous reasons why Chyna deserves to be immortalized by herself. Not in conjunction with a man who spent years denying her existence, even though she elevated the beginning of his career. Not as part of a group that frequently welcomed back the man who took part in a lot of her early transgressions like he was an innocent bystander. Chyna deserves to be in the conversation of trailblazing icons in the same breath as Trish, Lita, and any other woman of the late 90s and early 2000s, because if we're being honest, Chyna's presence elevated them all. Chyna deserves to stand alone as herself. Not as a member of DX, not as Eddie Guerrero's on-screen girlfriend, as Chyna, the innovator, the ninth wonder of the world, as the woman whose effect on the business is still felt 2 decades after her prime. 5 years after her death, and she's getting the flowers she should have been able to get in 2001 when she left WWE after giving her all to that company. Chyna has always deserved better, and nothing will be good enough until she's recognized on her own merits.